Thunder Bay. A familiar face returning to the role as Grand Chief of Anishinaabe Nation says his number one priority will be restoring the organization's reputation and relationships. Alvin Fiddler was officially sworn in as Grand Chief during the Nankiwewin Conference being held this week in Thunder Bay. The top leadership position within NAN was left vacant after former Grand Chief Derek Fox was removed earlier this year by a chiefs in assembly vote following allegations of breaching the code of conduct. Fiddler was the only nomination put forward and he said it was his children who convinced him to take on the role. They encouraged me to consider stepping up again, he said. So we had some dinner conversations and they are actually the ones who really encouraged me to take this on back in the spring. First elected Grand Chief in 2015, Fiddler previously served as Deputy Grand Chief and has more than 25 years of leadership experience within NAN. Fiddler stepped down as Grand Chief in 2021 to run for the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, but was defeated by Roseanne Archibald. Taking on the role of Grand Chief again, Fiddler said his first priority will be restoring NAN's reputation. I did acknowledge some of the hits NAN has taken over the years. We can't ignore that and pretend that didn't happen, Fiddler said. I was advised by the elders to acknowledge what's happened and take appropriate steps to do the restoration and the healing we need to do to restore relationships within NAN and also relationships with external partners. According to Fiddler, the strained relationship within NAN are largely related to a lack of communication and presence of leaders in communities, which he said he plans to change by meeting with chiefs and members. I think, the chiefs, felt, not just at this meeting, but for a while, a disconnect with their regional organizations or their national organization, Fiddler said. We acknowledge all the turmoil and conflict that has happened at different levels and they feel they have been left on their own to fend for themselves. Trips are already being planned and Fiddler said he will be traveling to Neskantaga First Nation next week. I encourage my colleagues with the NAN executive to do the same thing, Fiddler said. We need to make it a priority to reconnect with our communities and be visible at the community level and for us to be there and listen to our leadership and our citizens. Fiddler added that there are other important issues facing NAN communities that he hopes to address as Grand Chief, including resource development and land claims. There are a lot of big issues facing us as a nation, whether it's the nuclear waste dump or the Métis claims in our territory or the Quebec Cree claims in our territory or the ongoing issues with resources development, he said. There is tremendous pressure on our communities to open up. I think that's where NAN needs to step up and supporting our communities on those important issues. The term for Grand Chief will be for 1 year until another election is held. Fiddler said he has not decided whether he will seek another term next year.